Well, thank you very much. That's right. It's time for the good stuff. So that means you get 5 minutes that you can stop what you're doing and just relax.
I'm going to tell you a little bit here about a great event coming up in Valentine. It's going to be the 24th through the 27th of this very month at the end of April. It's the Old West Days and Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering. You know some of these names like David Paul, Floyd Beard, Brooke Turner, Lindy Simmons, and more. Dave Stamey is going to join him on stage as well. So check it all out, oldwestdays.net, for ticket information and a complete rundown of the events like church services and the old-time melodrama. Old West Days, back in Valentine, the 24th through the 27th of April. Come join us.
Good time had by all, always. You know what else is a good time? Well, Tri-State Livestock News. That's right. It's packed with everything you need right in one ranching publication. Tri-State Livestock News. Stay connected and celebrate the ranching life. All you have to do is visit tsln.com to subscribe. It's what ranchers read.
I have a lesson for everybody today.
Oh, very good.
Okay.
Okay.
It seemed Professor. This lady wanted to purchase a beautiful hand-crocheted dress and spotted a crafter who did absolutely amazing work. But she charged a pretty good price, too. The lady thought that her price was way too high, so she approached the crocheter and, in a quiet, brusque fashion, stated, "I want to buy a dress from you, but I think you charge too much." The crafter was a little taken aback, but replied, "Okay, how much do you think I should charge?" The lady replied, "I think you should charge X amount. Because the yarn will cost this much, and ribbons will be this much, and buttons this much, I even factored in the price of some scissors." The final price the lady had calculated was a lot cheaper than the crafter's original price, but she said, "Okay, deal. You will get your dress in a week." The customer is very pleased with herself and can't resist telling all of her friends what a fabulous deal that she had negotiated and how smart she is, and that in a week she'll have her new, gorgeous, crocheted dress. A week later, her parcel arrives in a lovely packaged box. She opens it, and inside is yarn, ribbons, buttons, even a pair of scissors. Angrily, she contacts the crafter, asking, "How could you do this to me? I asked you for a dress, and you sent me a box of yarn, ribbon, buttons, and scissors." The crafter quietly replied, "My dear, you got exactly what you paid for. If you think there's something missing, you need to pay for it." Moral of the story: when you buy handmade, you are not just buying the materials, you are buying the crafter's time, effort, love, and dedication that goes into making your items.
That's right. It's a lot harder than it looks, I can tell you that.
I do not have an author on that, but wanted to share that with you today.
You know, here's an interesting thing that brought up. When I was in high school and we would go to the state fair at Huron, I'm from South Dakota, there was always a singer on the Freedom Stage. Her name was Trilly Cole.
Really?
And she always wore crocheted dresses.
Maybe some of our listeners remember that.
Yeah. I always wondered what happened to her. I thought she was fantastic. Here we've got the best we've heard. You want to hear about the best about confidence?
I do.
Okay. The pitcher refused to leave the mound. "Shucks," he told his manager, "I can handle the next batter. I struck him out the first time I faced him." "Yeah," said the manager sadly, "but that was this inning."
Ooh, that's a long inning.
Okay, here's one on leadership. You ready for that one?
Sure.
Okay. When a girl applied for admission to an Eastern college, her father, in due course, received a questionnaire. "Is she a leader?" was one of the questions. Cautiously, he answered, "I am not sure about this, but I know she is an excellent follower." A few weeks later, he received the following letter from the president of the college: "As our freshman class next fall is to contain several hundred leaders, we congratulate ourselves that your daughter will also be a member of the class. We shall be assured of one good follower."
Oh,
how's that for leadership?
Maybe she got in on her own. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. Okay, now here's the best on believability.
Okay.
This has to be good. Tell a man there are 300 billion stars in the universe and he'll believe you. But just tell him that a bench has just been painted and he has to touch it to be sure.
Obviously, yes. That's just part of the plan out there.
That's a fact, right?
Yep. If you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And please keep listening to this radio station and the good stuff.